First of all, what General Sejusa is saying is not new. The accusations are input accusations. There's no project by President Museveni to have his son replace him as president of Uganda, because the constitutional framework is quite clear and elaborate on that. There will be elections internally within the NRM, but also in the country. Two, General Sejusa, as you rightly asked him, has been part of this process. He's a member of parliament representing the army, member of the high command, member of the army council, member of the security council. He's the presidential advisor on intelligence services. He has not raised all these matters he's raising from London back in Uganda.
He's unhappy that the army or President Museveni has refused to let him resign from the army in order to curtail his political ambitions.
Well, as you know, General Sejusa decided in 1997 to unilaterally leave the army. He went to court. Government followed him in the constitutional court and up to court of appeal. Court rejected his resignation. It was not President Museveni who rejected his resignation. It was the Supreme Court of Uganda. Since that time, there is no evidence on paper to the Army Commission's board that General Sejusa has made another attempt. To the contrary, he has been a prolific, high-handed officer in this government, holding many people to ransom. The fact that he has chosen to leave Uganda and run from London, the safety of London, implies he has other mischief. When he does try to implement that mischief,
he's saying
now,
he's ready to use all means possible as per Article 3 of the Constitution.
Well, that article, it is not up to General Sejusa to define the meaning of the articles in the Constitution. It is up to the Constitutional Court. However, if he chooses to define it the way he seems to be, that he can use other means, perhaps unconstitutional, then it is at that point that the government of Uganda will respond to him. The government of Uganda, as he knows very well, has appropriate machinery, has capacity, has the will, has the popular support of the people. We shall deal with General Sejusa as we have dealt with all the others who he has been part of resisting.
He's obviously in London. He's obviously in London. He doesn't have immediate plans to return home. So what charges is he facing, or is he a free man to return?
Well, perhaps when he declares his intention to use unconstitutional means, as of now, he is a free man to return to the country if he's not a coward. He should return because he has all the platform to raise these things. If he fears the president, he can raise it in parliament where he enjoys a lot of immunity. He can raise these things in the courts of Uganda where he has again immunity. And therefore, if he's not a coward, that he is, I think he should return. He's a safe man, he's a free man until he does otherwise.